Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
It is 2:43 on this Thursday. A big announcement from Brewers All-Star Christian Yelich. He joins us live next. Milwaukee Brewers All-Star Christian Yelich is stepping up to the plate once again, this time for the community. Christian and his family are hosting their fourth annual Home Plate Charity Concert, and it's shaping up to be the biggest one yet. Mark it on your calendar, everybody. The concert is May 21st at Milwaukee's newest music venue, Landmark Credit Union Live. Country music star Jake Owen is the headliner. There's also going to be a special set from the former lead singer of The Fray, and Milwaukee's own Charlie Behrens returns as host. Christian Yelich joins us live now to talk about the event, why giving back here matters so much to him, and what fans can expect from an unforgettable night. Welcome back to Midday, Yelly.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
So I'm really excited about this part. You're hosting it at Milwaukee's newest venue, Landmark Credit Union Live. What made this the right spot for home plate this year?
Like you said, it's a new venue. Looks like it's going to be really, really nice, and excited for everybody to be able to check it out. It allows the event to expand a little more and hopefully have more people be able to attend and enjoy the experience, because the last few events have been a really, really good time and we're able to do a lot of good through them. So definitely looking forward to this year as well.
Yeah, there's so many different tentacles to an event like this, Christian, whether you've got the music that's going to be a part of this, you've also got so many showcases for different foods in the Milwaukee area and all the other activities. There's a lot that goes into putting on something like this. How big of a lift is it to put this together every single year, and why do you still do it anyway?
Yeah, it's a lot of work from a lot of different people, but there's a lot of people, including myself, that are interested in doing good in the community and helping out others. And like you said, it takes more than just one person. And there's been a ton of contributions from a lot of different people. You're bringing in the food scene in Milwaukee, which, you know, Adam Pollock's been a huge help with that. We get to check out the new concert venue this year. Omar's been a huge help in this whole thing. My family's helped out a ton. So there's countless people that I could name, and we'll go through that whole list at the event. But it really has been a great night the last few years, and it's been a lot of fun. Last year was the Goo Goo Dolls and the Nicotine Dolls, and the year before that was Scotty McCurry and the Nicotine Dolls, and the Nicotine Dolls will still be a part of it this year at the beginning. And then you've got Isaac Slade, who used to be the former lead singer of The Fray, will be doing a little bit of a set, and then followed by Jake Owen. So we're really excited about it, and looking forward to having a great night, but also doing a lot of good as well.
You have such a great mix of music and comedy this year. How did Jake Owen and The Fray's former frontman and Charlie Behrens come together for this lineup? Do you go through and you're like, okay, these are some of my favorites, let's see who we can get? How does that all work?
Yeah, I mean, it's not always easy getting everybody to be able to have, you know, the same availability in their schedules and the willingness to do it. So we're very thankful for those guys that, A, they had the time to be able to do it, and B, they were willing to do it as well. And they're all charitable people and enjoy giving back, and they're excited to be part of the night as well. So, you know, I grew up and really enjoyed The Fray when I was younger. I like Jake Owen. I've seen him perform live before as well, and I'm really excited that he's a part of it too. So I want everybody just to have a good time and have a lot of fun while also doing good. You know, I want it to be an event where people look forward to coming to it and enjoyed their experience and had a lot of fun, and something that they look forward to every year. And I didn't want it to be something where people felt like, oh no, I have to go and I gotta have to sit to, you know, through some speeches and stuff like that. And not that there's anything wrong with that, you know, because everybody's trying to do good, but wanted to try to find the best of both worlds, you know, and I think over the last few years we've been able to do that.
Glad you mentioned you're a fan of The Fray. I remember that period about what must have been 20 years ago, where it seemed like radio play for them was out of this world. You got to pick one, Over in My Head or How to Save a Life. Which one is Yelich singing in the shower?
I don't know. That's a tough choice. They got a lot of good songs. I think I like Never Say Never by them. That's a good one too. How to Save a Life is a classic.
Yes.
They've got a, if you, they've got a lot of hits, and they had a lot of success, like you said, and really excited that, you know, Isaac's going to be a part of it, and, you know, it's going to be a great night.
He could also be singing in the car, too, Adam.
Yes,
you ask him, what
true.
Is he singing in the shower?
Shower, car, all over the place.
So the event benefits charities across greater Milwaukee. Christian, what does it mean to you personally to see the city show up year after year for your cause?
It's a really cool feeling, and it's cool to give back to, you know, the city as well. But for people to come out to support it, to have a good time and want to do good in the community is something that I feel is really special every year. I definitely don't take it for granted. And, you know, we try to give back to the community that supports us throughout the year, you know, and is coming to the games and excited about the team. And it's just a small gesture and a small part of just trying to improve people's lives and help out in any way we can.
You know, you've been around this area playing for the Brewers long enough at this point, Yelich, to probably have a good idea. What is your favorite part of what makes Milwaukee so special? Because the list is long and you could pick from any number of things, but what stands out to you most about our area?
I think just how kind people are. You know, just going around the city and everybody's just really nice and wanting to help each other out. And it's really a community. And like you said, I've been a part of it for, I think this is going to be my 9th year, which is crazy. You know, it's almost been a full decade of being a part of the city of Milwaukee and the community. So I've gotten to know it really well over the years. And it's just nice to be able to give back and help out and, you know, see everybody, you know, just be happy.
We're talking with Christian Yelich about his Home Plate charity concert. Just made the big announcement today about who's involved in it this year. Christian, do events like this give you a different kind of energy heading into the season, knowing that you're making an impact off the field as well?
I think it's just, you know, something that we look forward to doing. And I've been fortunate that, you know, most of the guys on the team show up as well. And it's always on an off day for us. So I understand that's asking a lot, and we don't get many days off during the year. So for them to want to be a part of it too, it means a lot to me. And it's just a night that I really look forward to and have a lot of fun with and enjoy, you know, doing it. And that's why we've done it year after year. It's like, it's a thing that's fun for me. It's not something that's a burden or I feel like it is, takes a lot of, you know, takes a lot of your attention away from the season. You know, it's something that I think is exciting too, and a lot of people look forward to it.
How important also is it to have a way for the community to give back by way of concert? Because I know there's so many different ways that we're always asked from various entities, you know, to give our time, give our money. But going to something like this, it seems like just a really easy way for the community to give money, go to an event, and get a nice concert out of it as well.
Yeah, like you said, you know, it's you get to have an enjoyable night, listen to some good music. And I think the cool thing about music is like music is like associated with memories or moments in your life and kind of takes you back to where you were at those times, especially when you have, like you said, a band like The Fray that has a lot of hits and, you know, was a part of people's lives at various different points. And you get to do good in the community while also having fun and hopefully creating a memorable night. And it's the best of both worlds, you know?
Christian, I'm not going to lie. Initially, we were going to have you streaming on video as well. And sometimes technology doesn't work, so we've got you on the phone instead. But I was really hoping to see you because I was hoping that your pup would pop up into the screen. Do you have a new dog?
Winston. Winston. He's running around here somewhere. I don't know where he's at right now. Hopefully not causing too much trouble on the phone. But, he's a golden doodle. Aww. And he's been cool. He's been a lot of fun to have had him right at the end of the season last year, actually. So just trying to get him potty trained and that whole deal throughout the beginning of the off season, but he's been fun to have around, and he's been great.
Winston, he is absolutely adorable. Just I saw that picture on your social media, and my heart just went, oh my goodness, he is so cute. Is he well behaved?
He actually is very well behaved. He's been a really good pup, and you know, for being a puppy, he hasn't been a ton of work, so that's been really nice, actually.
That is awesome. Christian Yelich's new dog, Winston, well-behaved, but still working on potty training.
We're working on it. We're getting pretty good. He's pretty good these days, which is nice.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Christian. It's going to be a great time for your Home Plate charity concert coming up. We appreciate you diving into the details with us.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Happy holidays. It's 2:57. It was a packed show. We've got Christian Yelich with his new details. We had breaking news with the Hannah Dugan trial. The jury now has it, so we're basically on verdict watch at this point. Stay close. Wisconsin's Afternoon News coming up next.